Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Sister Mary.
Give me one moment. Okay. In the village, I'm just so pleased to have this group of girls. God is just blessing us and coming to us. I believe that the Lord had something special this year. Way in September, God was just giving me ideas of things that maybe I could share with the girls and things that everybody might know, but things that are precious to renew and go over again and again, because they're not new every day, every week. So our theme was wash and be clean. I am so thankful that God is willing to do what these cottagers have told us about. Cleanse us of our sin thoroughly. As far as the east is from the west, that's how willing he will remove our sin from us. And it's never to be remembered again. Sometimes, you know, we're confused about the past. Sometimes we're confused about something that we've done that we feel ashamed of. But God says he remembers it no more. And he wants to fill us with his own self. And when we are cleansed, we have more room for him. So we've been learning about that. I've been doing a lot of things with water, right?
Yes.
I can't hear you, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. And so we've been talking about how God wants to cleanse our hearts and make more room for himself. And we're learning from John 15. I picked verse 3 as kind of like the theme verse. Now are you clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. My emphasis is as we read God's word, as we read it, just get up in the morning and read it, God is cleansing us. He's rearranging things that are stuck, that aren't maybe in the way of us being filled with God. And he is taking away stuff that we're, just need to get out. And at camp, we don't have our cell phones, our iPads, our computers. So all those are not in the way. We have more room for God. So while we're here, we're filling up. And so we're learning about God the Father and how much he loves us. We're learning about God the Son and how he sacrificed himself for us. And about the Holy Ghost of God, who's willing to be our leader and our guide. So because we're learning John 15, I picked really a lot of verses. We've been together maybe 4 whole days really learning it. So we are going to recite everything, but we do have this little cheat sheet. And I think that we're doing really well. So I thank you if you would be patient while you're listening. And we have one song that we're going to sing. And this song is called Abiding, because John 15 talks about abiding in God. And I just want to say that when we sing that song, I hope you'll close your eyes. These girls are learning that God is present with us. And I'd like you too to just take advantage of this moment and let God himself speak to your heart and be present and show you how present he is. Now, we always make jam in the village. The 13-year-olds get to come to my house. And so I like to give a jar out to a mother. Okay, too bad, dads. I read in the Bible that old women should encourage the younger. And Brother Paul and Brother John had a mother who used to come to camp all the time. And when I saw her, she hugged me. And she was filled with God, and she just loved me. And Sister Aletha has done that, and Sister Elsie, and Kenny's mom. I still call her mom when she comes. It encourages me to see women who have raised their children. I'm not sure that's right. But whose children have grown up, and they've endeavored to do their best. And I think as every mom we do we have all the answers? No. But let's encourage one another. So now I'm old, gray hair, and I want to encourage a younger mom, and I'm going to give this jar to Mary. Mary was in my Sunday school class, and wow, her child is right here. Oh, I can hardly believe she's old enough to have a child. And now her child is learning that there is a God who is present who loves us. I love that. So Mary, I'm going to give this to you. Don't clap. Please don't clap. You know what? I'm an Italian, so I love to just feel with you. And it's not about clapping about anything. It's about we need God. We need to encourage each other. Let's tell each other today that God is present with us. He not only wants to be in this meeting, but just he's willing to be in our hearts and be our guide. So, girls, what do you say? Esther?
I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. John 15:1-17.
Thank you. Opportunity to visit the different cabins, meet the counselors, go into the craft room and the longhouse. Longhouse?
Just the longhouse.
Just the longhouse, which is that longhouse. Over there. Okay. And so we'll try to dismiss and give you plenty of time to visit with your children and get to meet their counselors and so on and their friends. This afternoon we have prayer in the lodge. Those that would like to spend this Lord's Day in prayer, 4 o'clock in the lodge. And then our night services at 7:30, a little bit earlier than usual. Okay, so 4 o'clock prayer and 7:30 Sunday night meeting. Praise God. Okay, now let's sing that last verse of number 8. There's no end to that discovery. finding out the greatness of his loving heart. There's no end to that. And so let's keep going on deeper and deeper into the love of Jesus.